Okay, we're doing the laws of Shabbos, and we're up to Davar Sheino Mitkayem. So we derive the laws of Shabbos, the Melechot, from what was done in the Mishkan. Now in the Mishkan, what was done in a manner that would last, Davar Shem Mitkayem, something that would last for a while. Keshem Shebamishkan Nasu HaMelechot Beofen Shetitkayem Pe'ulatan. Just as in the Mishkan, tasks were done in a manner that would last, the impact of the task would last. Kmo chen bimlechet Shabbat, by the same token, when we speak about the laws of Shabbos, en mitchayvin atchosim lacha hamitkayemet. You're only obligated if you do work that will last. So if you put together numbers on a Rummy Cup board, you know that's not going to last, right? We'll see other examples. Oh, we'll see. V'ayinu kigon b'mlechet kotev. Let's say we have the task of writing. We're not allowed to write on Shabbos. En kan chiyuv v'neim ken kotvim b'davar ha-mitkayem al davar ha-mitkayem. You're only biblically obligated if you wrote with an instrument that will last. If you use invisible ink, now perm time, they're all selling this invisible ink that you squirt on someone's shirt and it all turns blue. And a minute later, it disappears. So that's not davar mitkayem, right? Let's say, what would be a good example? You have water that's spilled on the table. You have a little puddle of water. And you decide you're going to surprise your wife, and you try to carve out a heart with that water, right? So when she comes to the table, she sees the shape of the heart. We all know that within seconds, that's going to disappear. You take popsicle sticks, you make the shape of a heart. You slice your pepper, and then you take sticks of pepper and you try to make the shape of a heart. Okay, so guys, I'm giving you ideas, yeah? Okay, so these are things which you know are not going to last. So if the dye you're using is not going to last, or the material you're writing on is not going to last. Let's say, okay, we'll see examples, we'll see details when we get to it. And the same is true with other tasks as well. Here too, many forms of milacha, many forms of tasks that are done in a way that won't last are nonetheless prohibited rabbinically. Right? So we're going to have to discuss. If you build with Lego, if you build a tower out of kapla, you know what kapla is? Right? It blocks. So you know that's not going to last. When is it prohibited rabbinically? When is it completely permissible? We're going to see a difference. You're allowed to play Rummy Cue with your wife. You're making numbers in order. You're writing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, right? Right, but that's okay. We're going to see. So he says it's rabbinically prohibited, and I add that sometimes it's rabbinically prohibited. We're still going to see that sometimes it's actually permitted when you do a malacha in a manner which will not last.